the Pack-A-Day toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can talk about anything. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. It's Ian here with you and Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features you will find are completely free. Now, we are still... Apparently, Torgo's been having some internet issues recently, and we're still waiting to get all of 100% of the site back online. There's some key issues with the site, so do bear with us. If you find a bug, if you email it to Torgo, he's probably already heard about the bug, but you never know. So you might want to do that, Torgo at freetalklive.com, if you find a bug. All right, so freetalklive.com, everything there is free. We're going to start out by going to the phones, to the fun. It's Cato in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark on the Amplifier line. Hello, Cato.
What's up, guys?
Hey, man.
What's on your mind?
Hey, I just joined the FSP and also the First 1000.
Wow.
So,
congratulations.
Yeah.
That's great.
So I'm getting ready to go. I was just actually got a comment and a couple questions, if I could, please.
Sure.
I was just over in Britain flying back through the Manchester airport.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, if you look at our future, you know, it's possible with things that are going on in the States. They had a... One thing I noticed, they had a poster which was said that the police don't put up with hate speech and neither should you. And hate speech was, I can't remember what it all was, but, you know, it was intimidation, bullying, anything like that. You know, so encouraging people to report that. They also had, like, kiosks which were advertising credit cards, which, of course, had embedded RFIDs in them. And then they also had an office where you could get your IR scanned, so, or your, you know, the retinal scan.
You could. So, you don't have to go and get your retinal scan. Why would you want to opt to go get your retina scanned, I guess?
For like a preferred traveler deal.
I see.
Yeah.
Huh. Get you through the line faster.
Yeah,
well, they've got the hate law thing is kind of old news for Europe, at least. There's laws like that all over Europe. France has them, I believe. I'm not sure about Germany, but that's kind of old news. But the other stuff is a little fresher, sure.
Yeah, but it was just interesting to see it sort of all there, you know, right in front of me, you know.
Yep,
so,
and everybody just shrugging it off and going about their business. Is there nothing's changed?
Yeah,
nothing's wrong.
Even the Americans going through just going, hey, that's sort of neat, you know.
Gosh.
But my two questions, one, is there any new news on the Real ID in New Hampshire? Do you guys have any updates on that?
Well, there's nothing new specifically. I think they're probably going to wait until the 2007, the legislative session in 2007. The activists around here are expecting good things. Last year it was sort of like we kind of held it back a little bit. They put it into this study committee, and then they just sort of took it right out of the study committee and went ahead and approved the funds. But I don't think that the funds have been approved yet at the upper level. See, the way things work in New Hampshire, and this is kind of a cool feature about the way the government's set up here compared to other ones, is that whenever any sort of funding approval goes through the House and the Senate, it then goes up to what they call the Executive Council. So even if the House and the Senate say, yeah, let's spend $5 million on Real ID, well, then it goes to the Executive Council, which are five members that are elected according to different areas of the state. And those five people then say, no, we're not going to spend this money next. Or they say, yeah, all right, we're going to spend this. So even though the House and the Senate have said yes to spending the Real ID money, it has not yet cleared the Executive Council, so it could be stopped.
How do they fit into the legislative-executive paradigm?
They're part of the executive paradigm in that they're the Executive Council.
I see.
So they approve all spending. They're the final stamp of approval or disapproval on all spending. And, of course, the activists up here are expecting 2007 to be a good year as far as getting rid of Real ID. We're going to have our own challenges with the Democrat Congress up here, or the Democrat House, considering, you know, they're going to want to pass an income tax or whatever it is they're going to try and do. But they are also more friendly than the Republicans were towards getting rid of Real ID. So we may actually have some progress on that coming up in 2007.
Cool. And my other question, and I don't know if you guys know anything about this, and any other callers that might and, you know, could help would be great. I went to a website, and of course it was an anti-libertarian website, which means it's a socialist website.
Mm-hmm.
But it was arguing against free markets, and the example that it gave was Chile in the 1970s, some guys that were proteges of Milton Friedman called the Chicago Boys went to Chile and advised the government on opening up their markets. Of course, I guess at the time Chile was a military dictatorship, and I would assume it was a, I don't know if it was a fascist, you know, state or a socialist. But anyway, you know, they, I guess they had some problems, you know, with just probably with transitional thing. But of course, you know, the socialist websites point to that as being why free markets won't work. And, you know, if you guys could find any information on that or, you know,
the Chicago Boys.
Chicago Boys in Chile in 1970. I heard anything about it.
Well, I heard something about Chicago School of Economics, that they're not really a libertarian school of economics. It's not like the Austrian school. I don't know about all these schools and all of that. I don't know a lot of details on it. I'm not a scholar. But nonetheless, I'd be interested to hear what the claims are about this. I'd be interested to hear more detail on, you know, what did they change? You know, what facets did they modify? And then what do they claim that didn't work? It sounds very questionable. I mean, the idea that a military dictatorship is just going to let a few economists come in and rework their entire economy seems a little questionable.
And I think, you know, the main thing was, you know, they tried to get rid of, you know, they tried to get rid of tariffs and, you know, and wage control and stuff like that. I mean, you know, of course, they're saying it was a libertarian thing. It wasn't a libertarian thing. It, you know, if it's a military dictatorship, it would be a fascist thing, you know, if anything. But, you know, and if anyone, you know, if you guys could find any details on that or if anybody knows anything about it, that would help.
Yeah, we'll definitely look into it.
I'll look into it.
Cato, thank you for the call, sir. We appreciate hearing from you as always. 800-259. Oh, and congratulations again on joining the Free State Project at First 1000. That is fantastic.
Yeah.
1-800-259-9231, the Packet 8 toll-free line.
Lots of people joining the First 1000 these days with the Free State Project's big push.
Yeah, it is a push. I know you're going to be here this weekend making calls to
tomorrow.
Free State Project members, and we're going to try and get more people to sign up. We've essentially got, 4 to 5 weeks maximum left here before the end of the year, and the First 1000 pledge essentially says we need to get 1,000 signers by the end of 2006 to agree that they're going to move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project
by the end of 2008.
So time's running out. We need just under 400 names. We've now cracked the 400 remaining mark. It's doable. It could happen.
Well, it could. The reason it probably will is because they've got a new system in place. Instead of trying to draw people to sign the First 1000, they're now getting a list of people who said that they would move within a certain amount of time when they signed up, and they're calling them.
Right.
And you know, anybody outside salesperson is going to tell you that you're going to have a better percentage of luck that way. You're going out and looking for the sales rather than trying to draw the sales into your store, location, website, whatever, and you're going to have a lot more luck, and it seems like the numbers are pretty good.
Speaking of sales, of course, today is Black Friday.
That's right. You must have some stories of somebody getting hurt.
You know, I was shocked. I was looking at Drudge and ABC, and there weren't any front page stories, but I did spot one earlier, and I'll do a little bit more digging here. But according to the AP, dense fog didn't stop shoppers in Michigan from climbing into their minivans and SUVs and heading to stores and malls in search of bargains. No way not on the day when thousands of other deal seekers around the nation stormed electronics retailers and discounters in the pre-dawn chill, even as leftover turkey and stuffing cooled in the refrigerators. Quote, great deals. I'm shopping for everybody today. We hit Target. We're going to Meijer. We hit Sears. We started shopping at 5 a.m., according to 36-year-old legal assistant Joanne Dessant from Windsor, Ontario. She said as she loaded her SUV with two cartloads of items from a Target store in Madison Heights, Michigan. Now, we were predicting
spending that money for Christmas.
Yeah, well, the retail associations were predicting something like 137 million Americans, up from 130 last year, are going to come out, or we're going to come out and shop on this Black Friday. And I guess early results are showing that it's been pretty good, that the turnout was fairly decent today. Large crowds, they came, saw, and they bought, lured by retailers that tempted them with expanded hours, generous discounts, and free money in the form of gift cards. And neither a slowing economy nor mobs of other shoppers would stop them. We'll see if we can find some more details. Let's see if I can dig up any fight stories, see if any of that happened here today. And if you experienced any of this, if you were out and about this morning as a part of Black Friday, doing some shopping, standing in lines, or maybe working on the other side of the counter. Maybe you were working on the retail side, and you've got some interesting stories. We want to hear from you, or bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. It's your show. Free Talk Live.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Sometimes you feel like you're just a number. To the banks, the credit card companies, the lenders, and financial institutions, you are just a number. Your credit score. And unless that number is above their standards, you get stuck paying more for everything. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. If you don't have perfect credit, banks will either take advantage of you or slam the door in your face. But I want to send you a free tape that shows you how my proven system will wipe the slate clean once and for all. My system doesn't just raise your credit score, it will permanently insulate your credit status so it can never come back to haunt you again. It works no matter how bad your credit is or how much debt you have. Call today and I'll send you a free tape showing you the power of my proven system. You can hit the reset button on your credit score and wipe the slate clean. Let me show you how. Call right now to get my free tape. 1-800-400-8498. That's 1-800-400-8498. 1-800-400-8498.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At researchedherbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
It's your show. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. Toll free, 800-259-9231. On this, the Black Friday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Ian here with you. And Mark, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features on the site, we give them away, and that includes the live streams. There's a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version. Both of them there on the house. freetalklive.com. So tune in live or tune in later via the podcast. There's multiple ways to listen to the show. All for free. FreeTalkLive.com. And get registered now for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, February 23rd through the 25th, 2007. Meet libertarian superstars like John Stossel, Michael Badnarik, and many more, the most influential libertarians in America, We'll be there. FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum to get registered and learn more. That's FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum. So I'm trying to find out if there were any fights today during Black Friday sales. As you probably know, if you've been listening within the past few days, we've talked quite a bit about it. Today is the day when they claim, I don't know if it's true, but historically, retailers are supposed to get in the black, as they say today, in that they've been, for some reason, operating in the red for 11 months of the year, and now's when they finally start turning a profit?
Well, they don't want to look like they're too profitable to us.
I guess.
Profits are bad.
Anyway, it's just a day when a lot of people are really out, busy out shopping. Millions of Americans, 137 million estimated to turn out and shop today. Apparently, people were lining up as early as 8 o'clock last night to get into some of the midnight sales. Some stores opening their doors at midnight. I presume staying open through the overnight hours just to get people in and get them through the
people
door.
Get ready for the people that are going to come in at 9,
right.
at 5 a.m. or whatever.
Well, there's 7-hour sales, 5-hour sales all over the place. Prices being slashed. Loss leaders, which are items that the business takes a loss on in order to get you into the store and hopefully have you buy some other stuff, maybe some gift certificates or media.
Everything else.
Anything else at a regular price. And people just go crazy. And so we're looking into some of the stories of Black Friday here from the AP, talking about how early reports the expanded hours, increased discounting, and free money in the form of gift cards drove hordes of shoppers to stores to buy flat-screen televisions, computers, and toys. Mark Demers, 23, in Connecticut, said, "Large crowds drive me nuts, but this was my Christmas present to myself." He had camped out overnight in front of the Best Buy store in West Hartford, Connecticut for the 5 a.m. opening after seeing a TV commercial late Thursday touting $500 off the $1,500 price tag on a 42-inch LCD television set.
Saw something like that at Walmart, too.
Yep. In fact, Walmart's website crashed today because there were so many people logging
Walmart's
on devices.
Website crashed.
Yeah, it's amazing. Clearly, Black Friday is becoming the biggest sport, said the chief analyst at an analyst group, observing that shoppers this year bought fewer but pricier items than a year ago. A growing number of stores, such as KB Toys, opened at midnight. Some, like CompUSA and BJ's Wholesale Club, opened on Thanksgiving Day for the very first time. In fact, I was on Gardner Goldsmith's show here in New Hampshire this afternoon, and he was telling me that CompUSA apparently opened in Massachusetts despite the Massachusetts blue law that prevents businesses from opening on Thanksgiving. They went ahead and flaunted the law and opened anyway.
Well, good.
Which I thought was great news. Overall, the biggest draws were consumer electronics, particularly flat-screen televisions, laptop computers, and digital cameras. I saw laptop computers sub $400. I mean, that's a good deal.
It's incredible. I don't know. I can't imagine what kind of RAM and
it's not going to be a performer.
No.
I mean, but really, if you're
you
buying
can't
a
get that.
You shouldn't be buying a laptop for gaming anyway. I mean, really, your laptops are for the most part web surfing, office documents, and for that you don't need a crazy expensive laptop. You really don't. Anyway, so toys fared well too. In addition to the hard to find Fisher Price TMX Elmo, what is that?
I don't know.
like a racing Elmo or something like that. TMX. Shoppers also snapped up other items like anything Dora, as in Dora the Explorer, robot toys, Fisher-Price's Kids Touch digital camera, and a flywheel, the Jacket Specific Flywheel XPV. That's another one. I don't know what that is, according to toy merchants.
I don't know what any of them are. I've heard of Dora.
Clothing, mirroring a trend in recent years, took a back seat, according to Cohen. Apparel will be the late bloomer, making mall-based apparel stores a little bit nervous. Carting it to his car early Friday, he said the rest of his shopping would be done online. Large crowds drive me nuts. Well, that's funny. They repeated the same segment on two different pages. Even those who arrived early Friday and waited in line for the doors to open at 5 a.m. were not guaranteed success. Brian Clark of Bristol left empty-handed after the televisions and computers he'd eyed as Christmas gifts were snatched by earlier shoppers. Should have gotten there at 7 o'clock last night, buddy. If you want to get the deals, first come, first serve, no rain checks on Black Friday for the most part. Alarmed by a recent shooting of a customer waiting outside a Connecticut Walmart store for Sony's PlayStation 3, which are almost impossible to find, Clark had tucked his Glock pistol in a holster under his jacket and put extra ammunition in his pocket before heading out Friday. Did you hear about that story, Mark? When the people were waiting outside of a Walmart for PlayStation 3s, and some thugs, I guess, rolled up, came out with a shotgun or something like that, or a couple of guns, and essentially robbed all of the people standing in line.
Well, you'd figure that they're out there, they're exposed. It's probably nighttime,
right?
Nighttime's when people like
dark,
to commit crimes.
Right.
So they're less likely to be seen from a distance. I don't know whether they necessarily would be during the day or not.
I just don't think that would fly here in New Hampshire. I mean, if you got 20 people in line, odds are good one of them's packing heat.
In New Hampshire, it's legal to just carry a weapon with you. Yeah, it has to be exposed, but it's legal to carry it.
Let's go to the phones to the phone. DJ in Chicago, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, DJ.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I think Black Friday is silly.
What do you mean?
Well, from a free market perspective, it's great for the stores, but
well, it's great for the customers too. The customers get great deals.
Well, yeah, well, that's right. Of course, it's good for the customers too, who get good deals. But it promotes Christmas to me, and I'm opposed to Christmas. I don't observe Christmas.
Are you a pagan, an atheist, or what?
Well, I'm
Jehovah's
an atheist,
Witness?
Agnostic, humanist, realist, free thinker.
I don't know if
hold on just a second. Do you think that a holiday would have without any religion? It's hard to say that religion wouldn't have cropped up without Christianity, but without any religion here in the country, do you think a gift giving holiday would have come up anyway?
I'm not sure. I think people would still give gifts on birthdays, anniversaries, those kinds of events, but I'm not sure that a holiday specifically like Christmas
what about
gift giving would arise.
What about the retailers' hopes of turning other holidays into Christmas, like, for instance, Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
That's a completely manufactured holiday.
Oh, sure it is. Well, Christmas is too, for that matter. But
it was a holiday before that. It was really into commercialized.
It was holiday.
But
before.
This is a completely manufactured by the commercial
entities. Right.
And I don't see what
manufactured for the commercial purpose.
I don't see anything that's specifically Christmas about Black Friday. It happens a month before Christmas. Of course, there are Christmas decorations. Well, that's what you believe, but some people could be shopping for Kwanzaa. Some people could be shopping for their other the Jewish holidays.
Hanukkah. Right. Well, I oppose all those too. Don't celebrate any of those.
Pagans might be shopping for winter solstice.
Right.
So you boycott that too?
Well, I don't know. Winter solstice. I'm not so sure about that.
Well, winter solstice is what essentially was being celebrated before the Christians
took it as
Christmas.
Right.
So what do you think the chances are you're not agnostic, but just a curmudgeon?
Thanks for the call, DJ. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. You thought I was cynical.
Who the hell are we to call people curmudgeons,
right?
Is what I want to
know. 1-800-259-9231. You thought I was jaded. All right, you take control of the airwaves.
Ian likes Christmas.
More Black Friday. I don't really care for Christmas, but I like sales. More on the way. It's your show. It's Free Talk Live. You take control.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Hey, want to know a natural healing treatment that's been around for thousands of years? Salt products. Now Soleil Wellness brings these natural healing products to your home. Easy to use, non-toxic, and 100% natural, these products help to give you great physical, mental, and spiritual results. Heated salt pillows for earaches and back pain, salt pipes to relieve respiratory ailments, bath salts release toxins as they soften and rehydrate the skin. Pretty salt lamps to ionize the air and reduce EMF radiation. So many different salt products available for you. It's time to let the secret out. Visit Soleil Wellness at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312 312- 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
It's America's number one selling brain support supplement, Focus Factor, and you can try it free. Focus Factor supports your memory, focus, and concentration with nutrients that support healthy brain function. And we've got a free bottle just for you, a $75 value. You simply provide $4.95 for shipping and handling, limit one per household. Call 1-800-407-6231. 1-800-407-6231. Come on, it's free Focus Factor. 1-800-407-6231.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll free, 800-259-9231. The Packet 8 toll free line. That's 1-800-259-9231. Anna Dean here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features there because they're completely free. And that does include the listener map. You can go to map.freetalklive.com. You can add yourself to it, or you can just scroll around the world and see who's listening to the show at map.freetalklive.com. So talking about Black Friday here, and we're going to get back into it, but Frank's been waiting patiently in Brooklyn. You take control of the airwaves, Frank. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Well, I want to wish you gentlemen a happy Thanksgiving, and I hope you had a good meal yesterday.
Indeed, sir. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I thought I would, your caller mentioned questions about Milton Friedman and the Chicago School of Economics in South America during the 1970s through 90s,
yeah,
period, restructuring economies and countries.
Right, apparently he was reading a website that claimed that it shows that the free market doesn't work or something like that.
That's very true in many ways. I had the opportunity in the 70s of studying, you know, Milton Friedman's monetarism and one time playing tennis with him when I was an undergrad. And It's really interesting because, in a sense, Milton Friedman's contribution was, in a sense, defining and redefining the concept of capital with regard to a free market.
What does that mean?
By that I mean, if you look at his, in the 1980s, a lot of his theories and ideas were espoused by individuals from George Gilter, who wrote Wealth and Poverty, to Ronald Reagan when he was deregulating, you know, the banking industry, saying that the free market is what actually stabilizes not only an economy, but it also stabilizes a nation and the people.
Okay.
And in a sense, what Friedman did originally, a lot of his ideas came from Ludwig von Mises, who was the founder of the Austrian banking school in Europe.
Right.
And von Mises wrote a great work called Human Action, which is sort of like an all-inclusive analysis of an economy and the banking industry, per se.
So how does this all tie into
Chile? In the sense that Milton Friedman, in the 70s, was contracted by the World Bank and by the I guess, new military governments in Chile and Argentina to actually restructure their economies. And basically what he did, set up a system of wage and price controls that the junta, the military junta, could enforce. They reestablished the central banking model.
That doesn't sound very free market to me.
No, actually it isn't. That's actually the truth of it. In many ways, it's antithetical. What he did in Central America is antithetical to his philosophical writings, you know, in Chicago in the 1950s and 60s and early 70s.
Why would he do something like that?
Well, ultimately...
Just unprincipled?
Pardon me?
Just an unprincipled guy, sellout?
No, I wouldn't say that. Basically, Milton Friedman, I thought, should have been, you know, the Fed chairman. He his concept of monetarism is basically a strong central banking model.
So he's not very. So then he's not really for free markets then.
In many ways, in practice, that's correct. In fact, he could be one of the godfathers of the neocon movement.
That's
in fact, most of the students that studied in the 70s that did their doctorates at Chicago.
So Frank,
did coursework with Friedman.
So then these socialists that are claiming that, well, Friedman came down here to make a free market, that's just not true at
that's
all.
Correct.
Friedman came down to just reorganize their system into a central bank.
Correct. Ultimately, his policies were very bloody because you had hundreds of thousands of union people massacred by the military government because they felt they were a threat to the economy, and you had violations of civil rights that went on for over 12 years. So in many ways, you could say that his application of his monetarism in the South American environment was really fascistic and totalitarian in many ways. So in a sense, I always felt that's where Milton sort of lost it. I mean, when he became very famous after he won the Nobel Prize in economics in the early 70s, I forget what year, but you can read his, if you go to the Nobel website, you can read his address as a Nobel laureate. Ultimately, I think he really became very powerful and very arrogant, and I do think that his early writings were very philosophically sound, but in many ways, when we apply philosophy to real-world situations, we have many problems.
Wasn't he responsible for with the income tax withholding post-World War II? I mean, that's what I read.
Was that guy?
Well, actually, that goes back further than Friedman. But the point is, with Friedman...
Wait, is Friedman the guy that just died?
Yes.
He did, correct. I think he died at age 92.
Right, something like that.
Yeah, but he was very influential, and he played a very good game of tennis. I remember.
Did you call him Uncle Milty?
at the height of his popularity in the early 70s, he was quite a force on the tennis court.
Well, I guess that's what he should be remembered for then.
No,
bloodshed in Chile.
He did. Let's be very honest. What he also did, he introduced, and what he did in Central America, or in South America, I should say, he really introduced econometric models on a great scale.
Wow,
now,
that's beyond
me.
What does that mean?
Models are models where you try to define every function or output of an economy, and then you plug in numbers such as cash flows, growth figures. You try to in a sense, create a model, and then you follow the outcomes. Well, as we know, those are really abstractions, but the application of those models in Chile and Argentina were the ones that really, were the first time they were put in the grand scale.
Okay.
And
I'll take your word for that. It's like going beyond me at this point.
But
thank you for the call, Frank. I appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I can only handle so much.
He knows more than we can consume.
Oh, yes, he does. But I did get the interesting information that
one hell of a tennis player.
What I gleaned from all that is that old Milty was a good tennis player and not so principled when it comes to the whole economics thing.
I get the impression that he was a man torn as far as he believed in some free market economics ideas, and then in other ways he just couldn't let go of central control.
Right. Well, when I had heard that when Cato called in earlier and said that these military dictators hired this guy to come down and restructure their economy, I couldn't imagine why a military dictator would ever want to have someone come in and turn his country into a free market. That's not going to happen ever.
Doesn't seem like it makes much sense.
No, and it didn't make sense. And now it makes sense, though. What's going on is the socialists are pointing to this and saying, well, look at this. These killers hired Milton Friedman to come down, and he's a free market economist, and they hired him to turn it into a free market, and all these people died. Well, turns out he didn't turn it into a free market. He reorganized their economic system, created a central bank for the country, and that's all he did. And that doesn't have
central banks
to do with,
are, you know, the antithesis to a free market.
Oh, yeah, there's no competition. 1-800-259-9231. So I'm glad he cleared that up for me. It was the rest of it that I got a little lost on. All right, so we were talking about Black Friday. Sales, that's something everybody can understand, right? Economics that everybody gets. Slashing the prices, getting people through the doors, and Black Friday, of course, is what we're talking about. The ABC AP story talking about just some examples of people that showed up this morning at 5 a.m. Gary Miller, a 45-year-old computer programmer, showed up at Walmart at 5 a.m. to hunt for a 20-inch LCD television he had seen advertised online. Quote, "My wife sent me out for this one," he said, pointing to the set in his shopping cart. "But then I saw this one, a 20-inch cathode ray tube, a more conventional-style television, for $85, and said, what the heck, I'll get that one too." And that's the one I pointed out earlier this week, Mark.
Yeah.
I told you that was going to be popular.
Cheap.
Even made it into the AP article. Plenty of shoppers, like Rochelle Little from New Jersey, have been preparing for Black Friday since mid-October, helped by a swath of new websites like blackfriday.info. I wish I'd spotted that before today, because I would have gone and perused it. And it's pretty useful. I actually went there. Blackfriday.info. What they do is they collect all of the deals from all of the major retailers in America and just put them all on one page. So you want to click Target, click Target. It shows you all of the Target deals, all in a list. It doesn't show you the picture of the item, but it does show you just the textual item description and the cost.
Wow.
And a very, very useful website. So she'd been preparing since
it's
last
interesting.
Month.
Interesting. I don't get out to these things, but interesting nonetheless.
Little monitored a website called BFAAds.net, BFAAds.net, to help map her shopping excursion as precisely as a military campaign.
Oh my
first
God.
At Toys R Us.
She was going to take Walmart.
Then Walmart, then Target. She said the planning worked. Little was able to get her 7-year-old son a motorized scooter for $99, saving $70 off the retail price, and a RoboSapien remote control robot for $30.
That's B2 that's out now.
B2?
Yes, version 2. Or
the RoboSapien?
Yes.
More on the way. I don't even know what this is. More coming up. You take control of the airwaves. What did you do today? Did you celebrate Black Friday and buy some stuff? It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean real hard to find all natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. And it's your show. Black Friday edition. You take control of the airwaves toll-free 800-259-9231. Pack an 8 toll-free line for you. 800-259-9231 for all your voiceover IP needs. Head over to packet8.net. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features. They're all completely free. Now, we do ask that you help support the show on a voluntary basis by buying some stuff. It is, of course, Black Friday. That means the sales have been pretty crazy around in the major big box store retailers. We've been talking about how apparently... It's according to early impressions, I guess, or early results here, they did pretty well, the retailers did today. And online retailers obviously doing well. They call, what do they call, Online Monday? I think they say Black Friday and then Online Monday because everybody does a lot of internet shopping when they get to work or that sort of thing on Monday. Well, if you are in front of your computer this weekend, you can help support Free Talk Live by shopping online at amazon.freetalklive.com. Anything you buy, Free Talk Live gets a percentage of. Anything in the 35 categories of products that are there. So if you know what you need to buy for somebody, if you've got the what I want for Christmas list or whatever your kids have given you, or you know what your significant other is looking for, odds are good Amazon has it. I mean, if it's available in a department store, they've got it at Amazon. So head over to amazon.freetalklive.com, get your shopping done there, and if you don't know what to get, and in most cases, really, you really don't know what to get, right? Unless you've been specifically asked for something, it's always safer to go with a gift certificate, right?
Yeah.
Because everybody loves a gift certificate.
You know, it doesn't have quite the warm fuzzy to it. But it's really
Are
a practical
kidding?
Grip.
I feel good when I get a gift certificate, unless it's a gift certificate to some place that I never shop, like a flower store or something like that. But at Amazon, since they've got virtually anything that you can imagine, a gift certificate to Amazon goes a long way. In fact, I believe you can buy them for as low as $20 or maybe even less than that, all the way up to $5,000.
Wow.
So really, I mean, you could give somebody a gift certificate and they could go buy themselves a plasma TV on Amazon. And the cool thing is about the gift certificates, we get a percentage of that as well. So get the stuff you need, and then for everybody else that you are going to buy gift certificates for at whatever other store, get it at Amazon. Amazon.freetalklive.com. You get all your shopping done in one place. You don't even have to do more than lift a few fingers.
Click, simple. Click.
Easy. That's the way we like it. All right, so if you've been on the, if you've been out and about today at Black Friday, if you were out waiting in a line, if you were perhaps working in retail or working in retail behind the counter, and you saw something interesting happen today. I looked for fight stories, and I couldn't find anything. Like, there's no real juicy stuff this year on Black Friday.
I'd say that's a good thing.
I guess. Well, according to Reuters, this year's Black Friday could be the strongest opening to the holiday shopping season in years, if the droves of Americans eager to exploit early bird specials are any guide. According to the chief executive of Federated Department Stores Incorporated, he told Reuters, Terry Lundgren, that he arrived at the company's flagship Macy's Herald Square store at 5:30 a.m. to find lines wrapped completely around the building.
Oh, my.
Which takes up a whole city block. This is a big building.
It is.
That's a big line.
Quote, I've been coming here for many years at the same time on this particular day, and this looks like the largest crowd we've seen in years, said Lundgren, adding that the sunny and cold weather was good for shopping, especially for coats and cashmere sweaters. Consumers think of the Friday after U.S. Thanksgiving holiday as the first day of the all-important holiday season and a time to snag bargains, freebies, and sales. The Thanksgiving weekend accounts for 9% to 10% of all holiday sales. That's a pretty good chunk, according to an analyst for the Telsey Group.
Now, 9 to 10% of all of the
holiday sales.
I guess I'm thinking there's two things. There's versus sales versus, you know, money exchanged hands, and then sales, you know, these events where they lower prices.
I think it's money changing hands.
Okay.
We were extremely surprised by how promotional the circulars and the advertisements have been, according to the National Retail Federation. Retailers really went all out to offer some substantial discounts this weekend to bring people into their stores. Everything we've seen indicates that consumers are responding. And this is usually a good indicator, though not always. Black Friday is usually a pretty good indicator of how the rest of the season's going to be. Though last year it wasn't quite the case. Last year, Black Friday was decent, but the rest of the season was kind of lukewarm. So we'll see what happens this year. Federated Lundgren said he felt really good about the start of the holiday shopping season, and he was confident that the company would deliver on its target of same-source sales for the fourth quarter, rising 3 to 5%, despite some softness in sales of home decor items. Macy's, which, like many stores, opened earlier than usual, offered special morning-only deals, such as a five-piece luggage set for $50 and a one-carat diamond circle pendant for less than $100. I guess that's a good deal. I'm not much of a jewelry guy. You know, one carat for less than $100, is that good?
It sounds really good, but it's probably, pretty crappy quality. It's just my guess, though.
Retailers this year used special promotions and longer hours, hoping they could turn over more parking spaces and attract shoppers of different ages with different sleep needs. If anything, long lines to get into stores at checkout counters caused some shoppers to have second thoughts. For example, Monique Hand and a friend left their home in New Jersey at 2:30 in the morning, bound for New York's Woodbury Common Outlet
Center.
They're
going fishing or something.
Fishing for a deal, which opened at midnight. But when they arrived 2 hours later, the crowds, lines, and a full parking lot were too much to handle. Can you believe this? They left at 2:30, figuring, you know, it's New Jersey, they're going to get there maybe in an hour or so, get parked, get in the store. The parking lot and the lines were crazy at 3 in the morning. Just amazing. I guess the reason why we aren't getting calls on this is because everybody's sleeping.
I don't know.
They were up so early, and now they're crashing out. The women headed back to New Jersey.
I got up at 5:30 a.m. this morning.
You?
Yeah, Senior Grouchy Pants decided to, I don't know, it sounded like a tin can full of nails he knocked over. I don't know where, you know, I don't have such a thing, but I don't know what the heck he knocked over.
You couldn't find it. You couldn't find whatever he knocked over?
I didn't really care. Whatever it was going to remain knocked over.
I see.
And I didn't see it this morning. But he knocked something over in the middle of the night trying to be able to look out the window.
So that's why you got up then.
And, yeah, so I woke up and started grousing at the cat and was up for about an hour. I didn't have any desire. I thought, you know, I could go to the Walmart and look at some deals.
No, you don't want to go look at a deal. You don't get up on Black Friday to go shop around.
Mm.
You target exactly what it is you want. You pick it out in the ads, and you go for it.
There's nothing that I want that badly. Even when I looked at the 42-inch plasma TV, you know.
Well, you've got a widescreen television.
5 or 6 inches wide, deep, whatever
yeah.
it is.
It would be an upgrade for you.
It would be an upgrade. $1,000 would be pretty cool, but $1,000?
Yeah, I say hold off. I mean, again, good consumer advice. Black Friday's fun to talk about and fun to watch and fun to participate in. If there's something you absolutely need and can't pass up. But if you've got a TV set, and you like your TV set, and you're satisfied with it, and you don't have to be the first kid on the block with a new plasma set,
mm-hmm.
then hold off. Because look at what plasma televisions have done.
Haven't
they
gone from like 4,000 to 2,000?
Actually, they've gone from 10,000 to 4,000 to 2,000 to now $1,000. Now, the low-resolution ones are going for less than $1,000 at this point, just under 1,000. The ones that are a little bit higher resolution are probably around 1,500 to 2,000. But, I mean, this has been a time span of, what, 4 or 5 years that we've seen these prices drop?
A friend of mine got one, and I was watching a football game on there, and that's amazing. They broadcast the football games mm-hmm. in HD. And
oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. It's just, you can see the grass. You can
it
see
is
the
crisp.
Sweat. It's incredible. But how much football do I watch?
Right.
I just don't care.
You're not much of a TV watcher, so.
I mean, I could play my video games on it, but I think that they'd probably be about the same resolution as they are because they're, you know, it's a PS2. And
yeah,
am I going to run out and get another spend another $1,000 on a PS3? No, I'm not.
Right, exactly. Now, if you do want to get a plasma set or a DLP or one of these nice widescreen, flat, very thin televisions, I'm telling you, just hold out. I mean, if you're okay with your TV, hold out because the prices are going to keep coming down. The competition is so hot and heavy in the television industry. Screen size is going up. Price is going down, and the technology just keeps getting better and better.
I suppose that's true with televisions, all along.
Well, but you've got multiple different manufacturers cranking out the TVs, mm-hmm. as you always have, but now you also have multiple different technologies to choose from. So maybe you don't want to get plasma, you want to get digital light projection, or LCD. I mean, there's three big-time competing technologies inside the TVs
Isn't
as well.
Isn't plasma best?
They all have their ups and downs.
Hmm.
There's some pluses and minuses. I mean, if you're not a total videophile, I mean, if you haven't actually read details on how these systems work, you'd have trouble differentiating between some of these.
Well, they're all different widths, though. I mean, the plasma is cool because you can hang it on a wall like a picture, right?
Yeah, the plasma probably is the best, I guess, of all of them.
Well, you only have to know which one's the best, you only have to look at the price tags.
Indeed. So if you've been out and about enjoying Black Friday, participating, love to hear from you. Disney stores, many of which opened at 5 a.m., were discounting their entire stock by 20% until 10 a.m. Manhattan's famed Toy Emporium, FAO Schwartz, didn't bother to wait until Friday. It opened its doors on Thanksgiving Day. Jeff Dugan, an office technology manager who came shopping with his wife at the local Best Buy, said they couldn't get into the parking lot at 6 a.m. So getting up so early wasn't even worth it. This is crazy.
Couldn't get into the parking lot.
Yeah. Our plan didn't work. We came out too late at 6 a.m. 800-259-9231. All right, that's enough Black Friday recapping. Hour number two is on the way. We got regular stuff to talk about, including something about those emergency phones that you see everywhere. They're supposed to be for emergencies. But is that what they're used for? We'll find out. Coming up here, 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. Hour number two is on the way. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
For you.